Welcome to the Cheyenne Vineyard Podcast, bringing you a message of hope for your everyday world. If you'd like to contact us at info@CheyenneVineyard.com. You can also find out more information about the Cheyenne Vineyard Church at CheyenneVineyard.com. Thank you and enjoy today's podcast.
There are some things that need to change in the church in America these days. In order for the testimony of Jesus to come forth as it should be, the problem is the testimony of Jesus that the world sees is the church. We're the expression of his body on the earth. And if that expression in our country is full of self-centeredness, selfishness, consumerism, then people are not seeing a true testimony of Jesus. And for us here in this body, in encountering the Lord and ministering to him in worship is a high priority. Because the example that we see in Isaiah is when that happens, when we encounter God in worship in a real way, that things like self-centeredness and consumerism and they just fall away, because they are seen for what they are. And when we encounter the Lord in worship, we begin to see ourselves as we really are, and we begin to see him as he really is. And that changes how we live our life. It brings forth a true testimony of Jesus as that change comes forth in reality. And you know, I feel like the Lord is saying that there's so much of what the church calls worship in America that it's based in the spirit of Cain, like I was talking about last week. It's what we want. It's what we want to give God, and it's the way we want to give it to God. And it doesn't result in encounter. And it is just a religious exercise. And I tell you, I believe this morning the Lord is saying that those days are numbered. That the Lord is going to do away with that kind of worship. And I don't know how that's going to happen. It may not be pretty. But the Lord in our day, he's going to bring forth a purer testimony of Jesus, even in our country. And that means an expression of the church that is more about Him and less about us. So I want to say yes, Lord, to that. And I think we need to look at Isaiah chapter 6 this morning. And I apologize for not having a PowerPoint this morning. The Lord is moving me away from that kind of teaching. These are my notes for today. And Isaiah 6 is not on there. So, there's something that happened to Isaiah in this encounter. And the Lord is speaking some of this to our body. Debbie, I do think I'm going to have you share that a little later. So Isaiah chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, or I am undone. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." Yes, Lord, we need encounters like that. Because in America, we, and I'm not talking about other churches, okay? I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the church in America. We have this idea that we can come to God and have Him be something other than God. Let me say that again, then I'll explain it. we in evangelicalism, we've made it really easy for people to come to God. We've told them you just pray this prayer and you're good to go. Well, when we come to God, the creator of the universe, the one who made this whole world and us and everything in it, and we invite him into our life as God, he is going to be God. But we have this idea that we can live with him being less than God. Meaning that we can still be in control. Meaning that our life is still our own. Meaning that our stuff, our time, is still our own. Well, if that is true in our life, we've created an image of God that is less than God. And God doesn't know how to be less than God. In fact, he's not capable of being less than God. And he's coming to the church in America, and he's going to show himself as God. And what he's saying right now is, you better get ready. Because if your concept of God is something that you can control and keep in a box, and you can stay in control of your life, then he's not going to look like what you think he's going to look like. He's the call to him has always been something radical. It's been a call out of something, the world, and a call to another kingdom. And in America, at least, maybe I could say in the West, we've made it something less. And I really believe that he is saying this morning that he is about to correct that. This is one of those uncomfortable Sundays when I really didn't know what I was going to say before I came up here. And I appreciate your grace with me as I learn to walk in this and speak what the Lord is saying now, but I'm really kind of trembling up here at what the Lord is saying. Jesus is going to have his church. He's going to have his church back.
That's right.
And these are going to be exciting times. And I say, yes, yes, Lord, have your way. Come and correct us. You know, the church has walked in conditional love for far too long. Conditional love within. It's only because of conditional love that offense comes. Where love is unconditional, offense has a real hard time getting in. And the Lord wants to teach us how to love. And I believe it begins with encountering Him in worship. And loving Him as He deserves to be loved. And this example of Isaiah and what the Lord spoke to Debbie, this is when there is encounter in worship, there is a call that goes forth. And you know, there's always choice with God. There's always invitation. There's never force. But in the midst of serious encounter like Isaiah had, he really didn't have. I mean, no was not on his heart at that moment. And I have felt for a while that the Lord is calling us into a harvest paradigm, a harvest way of thinking, a harvest way of living. And we've seen in the last few weeks that yes, the harvest is white. It is ready. And there's a part for you, and there's a part for me in this harvest. And that really is what happened with Isaiah. He had a vision of the glory of the Lord in the temple. That was far too grand for his life to stay the same. And he saw the heavenly creatures and he heard their song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called." There's shaking happening. Some of it's happening very close to us. And yes, there will be opportunity for us to help clean up after that shaking. And there are going to be lots of opportunities for us to help as more and more shaking happens. And when the voice of the Lord speaks, who will I send and who will go for me? How are we going to respond? Are we going to say, well, I think I've got an evening open a week from Wednesday? Or are we going to say, here am I, send me? God wants to be God. And in your life and my life. In a way that maybe we haven't let him. There was this question that the Lord gave me in my quiet time a week or so ago. And this is a question from him that I felt like he was posing to the church. And this is his question. Do you really think that if you haven't surrendered all to God now, in relatively easy times, that you will be able to when things are more difficult? As I feel like there are people who are waiting for that. Well, you know, when things get really serious, I'll get really serious. And the Lord showed me a really good example of why we cannot have that mindset. You see, there was this small group of men who spent 3.5 years with the Son of God. And one night he took three of them to go pray with him. And they kept falling asleep. And somewhere along the line, the other seven came, the other eight, because one was busy doing something else. When that 12th one showed up with the mob to arrest Jesus, and times got difficult, what did those 11 guys do? Well, after Peter cut off one guy's ear, which you got to give him a little credit for that, I guess, but they all took off. They all ran. And the Lord is saying, you better not wait until times are difficult to fully surrender. Because you, if you haven't done it in times that are relatively normal, you probably won't do it when they're difficult. Because you're going to go to your default, whatever it is you trust in at that time. And if that is not God now, it won't be Him then. You see what He's saying? If ever there was a time for the church to live with eternity in our eyes, this is that time. Because when God shows Himself to be God, you want to be on His side. You don't want there to be any question in your mind or in His mind. This is the time to be working on our eternal reward. Investing in eternity. This is not the time to be distracted by the things of this world as they are shaken. So, I think I'm still going to end with this, because this is an opportunity for us to respond to the Lord. How will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And then it goes on to quote that passage from Isaiah that we just looked at. So, the invitation for you today is to participate in a really simple way of sharing the gospel with some people that you know. This is only one small invitation among many that we will be given in the days ahead. But some of you have seen these pamphlets out here on the table. This could very well be the answer to the state that our nation is in. Because really, the only hope is for a great awakening to happen in America, for many, many to turn to the Lord. And this is an opportunity for you to do what Romans 10 talks about. So you take one of these pamphlets and you open it up, and there's 10 lines where you ask the Lord for some people to begin to pray for and to build relationship with between now and November. And one night in November, you will invite those people to your house for dinner. And you'll tell them, you know, we're having some friends over for dinner, and we're going to watch a 30-minute TV program from Billy Graham, and we'd love to have you come. It's going to be fun. And Billy Graham has done all the work for us. It's like a crusade in your living room. And the half-hour video is powerful. It's got the stories of three exceedingly diverse individuals and how they found hope in the Lord. So you have the dinner, you watch the video, and then the host and or hostess give a 2-minute or less testimony of how you found hope in the Lord. And then you just simply invite, if you would like to find the same hope in difficult times that I have found, I can help you do that right now. And how easy it is. It will be so easy. There have been over 10 million people who've come to the Lord through this same program, because he's already done it in, I forget how many different countries. And now it's coming to America in November. So, who will I send? Who will go for me? Will you? It's going to be super easy. We have the thing on DVD, so you can pick the night in November. But you'll be doing, I remember when John gave a message a few months back about praying for people to come into the kingdom. That's the whole basis of this. It's you praying for people who are in your life, developing some deeper relationship with them and some trust, and then just inviting them over for a meal. It's going to be good. So I would love it if all of you would pick up, every family pick up one of these, and if you're willing to do it, let me know within the next couple weeks, and we'll get you a packet of with a lot more information and the video. But this is one way for us to purposefully enter the harvest. It truly is. And we had a training here for pastors last week, and the hand of the Lord is so on this. I just felt that as we watched the video together, that wow, there are millions of people are going to come into the kingdom through this. And we can be part of it. So as we close, take those two things to the Lord about being fully surrendered now versus waiting until things get a little more difficult. Because you may not want to wait. In fact, you do not want to wait until things get difficult. It reminds me of something that I've heard Mike Bickle say a number of times that really changed my life. That the power in the Christian life comes when the last 2% are surrendered. As long as you're holding on to just a little bit yourself, there isn't power and there isn't victory in this life. That power and that victory only comes with 100% in. And that is really what it means to let God be God instead of 90% God or 50% God or even 98% God. So I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you have given us of yourself. You've given us your Spirit. You've made us into a new kind of being, a new kind of creature. Help us to live as that new kind of creature and not the old kind. Father, I pray that you would help us in this body to fully surrender our lives to you. Our future, our hopes, our dreams, our time. And let you be our God. So, Lord, call us and give us a yes to your call. We pray for a great harvest in November in America. We pray for a great harvest just in this city. Lord, have your way here. Come and reveal yourself as God. For the glory of your Son. Amen. All right, be blessed.